The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the Irish Greyhound Derby that takes place on Saturday. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is Julie Collier. How are you, Julie?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Looking forward to the Irish Greyhound Derby?
Very much so. Flying over on Saturday, it's definitely one of the biggest races of the year. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's always good stuff. And have you been before? What's the atmosphere like there?
It's unbelievable. Everybody gets really dressed up. It's a very smart occasion, and the Irish... very fun. There's normally about 100 people on the podium, whoever wins it, and it's great atmosphere, one of the best for sure.
Good stuff. Let's look at the race then. It takes place at 11 minutes past 9 on Saturday evening, and we've got an odds-on favourite in the shape of Lockhill Blake, who's 10 to 11 at the time of recording this. He's pretty prolific. He's won 6 of his 9 starts. He's clocked the best time in the competition as well. Do you see him as the one to beat?
The more and more I look at the race, the more I can't see this dog being beaten. He's become more and more popular throughout the Derby with really consistent performances, the best of which was in the semi-finals. He was breathtaking, a stunning start, the best sectional in the Derby so far, 4.31. He's so consistent. He's got his box for the final. He's definitely the one to beat.
Yeah, and being a wide seed, obviously getting trap six, and the fact that Borneo's a middle runner is going to give him the clear run down the outside, isn't it?
Yeah, I think nobody can see any other way other than Lockhill Blake getting a clear run, and Michael O'Donovan certainly knows how to train a Derby finalist. He'll be doing everything he can this week to make sure the dog's in top shape.
OK, so that's the favourite then. The second favourite is Tyra Sugar Ray, who's currently 4-1, finished third behind Lockhill Blake last time in the semi-finals. Has 5 lengths to make up on the favourite on that running. Do you see him getting anywhere near?
He does have 5 lengths to make up, but he also has his box. He's in trap one, and speaking to the trainer's son, Connor Fahey, he said that his dad, PJ Fahey, let out a scream of joy when Tyra Sugar Ray got trap one. That means everything to this greyhound. And what an achievement by the dog. Tyra Sugar Ray heads into his third consecutive Irish Derby final. He loves it at Shelbourne. He loves trap one. And if he has a chance from anywhere, it's definitely from the red jacket, and I'd definitely make him a player.
Yeah, and on his best time this year's competition, 29.44, that would put him somewhere near as well, wouldn't it?
That would definitely put him somewhere near. Like you say, Lockhill Blake is going to get the clear run, so Tyra Sugar Ray is going to have to hope for a clear run on the rails, and he's going to need to come out. But he's a strong finishing type as well, so he can do it both ways. Definitely one to keep an eye on coming off the last bend.
Okay, Ballymacvic is next in the betting at 5-1. Has been a Derby finalist in this country. I think it's his second time in the Irish Derby final. He seems to like it over there.
Yeah, it's his second time in the Irish Derby final, but his third Derby, like you said, he made the English final and picked up a lot of fans over here along the way. Liam Dowling has 2 greyhounds in this final, but he was very impressive in 2 heats, Ballymacvic, and then looked slightly tired in his semi-final, found trouble early doors. He's going to need a smash break from trap 3 in the final, but what an achievement by the veteran greyhound. And of course, both Ballymacvic and Tyra Sugar Ray, this will be their last race. They're bowing out and retiring after the Derby final.
Okay, see if they can go out, either of them can go out on a high. He was a bit unlucky last time as well, wasn't he? Got bumped early on, didn't get a clear run. If he gets a clear round this time, do you see him being somewhere near the finish?
Oh, definitely. Ballymacvic is without doubt a quality greyhound, and Liam Dowling, it's the apple of his eye. He knows exactly how to train this dog. And Ballymacvic, he did find trouble when he didn't get out the traps as well as he can do in his semi-final. So hopefully the week's rest will do him the world of good, and we can see Ballymacvic make that ping break that we all know and love.
Okay. The other winning semi-finalist was Vulturi, who's 5-1 for the final. What do you make of the chances of that one?
Well, this greyhound is another strong finishing type, so he doesn't have to ping from the traps. He'll be looking to turn handy going into the back straight. He's been breaking much better in the last few weeks. So it's certainly not a greyhound without a chance. Vulturi, if you're looking for a bigger price bet, then that would be the one for me.
OK, possible value in Vulturi then. Borneo is next in the betting at 12-1. Seems to like finishing second. Can you see him going one better here?
Well, Well, this is a really good dog, Borneo. He is a big prize for the final, but he was fourth in the William Hill Derby plates over here after being knocked out of the English Derby in the semi-finals. Notoriously not a great kenneler, but Peter Cronin really knows how to handle this dog now, and he's a top trainer in himself. He's already had Metro Jack in the Scottish Derby over here and Croker's Champ in the English Derby. Now he's got Borneo in Ireland. Is it going to be third time lucky for Peter Cronin?
Is it? That's the question. 12-1. Could you see that being each way value? I mean, it's, you know, a quarter of the odds, 1-2. It'd still be a nice prize if he finished second.
It is a massive prize, but he could finish second. You know, he's a greyhound that could run on to take second, but for me, wouldn't be my bet of choice.
Okay. The outsider of the field is Emma's Superstar, who's 20-1. Did finish second behind Lockheed Blake in the semi-finals. So is 20-1 too big?
I don't think so. Going into the final as the outsider. He did run his best race to date in the semi-finals, and so he could be the improving greyhound in the final. Perhaps he could ping a surprise. But for me, you know, he was chasing home at Lockheed Blake in the semi-final, and I can't really see any reason why that result would be reversed.
Okay, so a bit of a shock if that one were to win. So we've talked about all six of them in the final. How would you see it going? What would be your thoughts on how the rest will pan out?
Well, it's a really interesting race. And, of course, with the Derby final, you're going to get the Derby roar. There's going to be a lot of noise going on. And so many greyhounds are depending on a ping break here. Ballymac Vic in particular, Lughill Blake, who's been trapping so consistently well. It all depends on a ping break, which, of course, means anything can happen. If you're looking for a strong finishing type that doesn't have to ping, then Tyra Sugar Ray, Volturi, they would be the choices. Ballymac Vic, Tyra Sugar Ray, they're the big stories of the Derby final for me, both heading into their third Derby finals. Quality greyhounds. My heart wants one of those to win in their last race of their careers, but my head says Lughill Blake will get a clear one on the outside and is pretty much unbeatable in this race. So I would go Lughill Blake to beat Tyra Sugar Ray and Ballymac Vic.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Julie. Pleasure to speak to you. Good luck and enjoy the final.
Thank you very much. I will do.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.